Mike Bisaglia here from SeavillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to Runcast, a weekly form of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hey everyone, welcome to Runcast. It's going to be very, very brief. There's not a ton to be talking about this week, and I'm kind of on the run, literally. Busiest week of the year for us. A couple of quick things. We've got the Ragga Mountain Cup Thursday evening, so by the time you hear this, it'll probably be today. If you wait later in the week, it'll already happen, but the Ragga Mountain Cup is 5 o'clock out at Panorama, and it is the kickoff, the start of the cross-country season. All of our area schools, all the schools in our listening area, there's 17 of them from single A all the way up to triple A, and all the private schools, and St. Anne's, and Tandem, and Puma, and Woodbury, and Albemarle, and Charlottesville, they're all there. Wonderful event, 4x2 miles, great chance for you to see all these kids in action. And then, of course, we'll start the poll next Thursday in the Daily Progress. That'll be there every week, the cross-country poll the coaches vote on. Really neat stuff, so start the new season. Big event, of course, biggest event of the year in the running world in Charlottesville is the Women's 4 Miles this Saturday. Of course, the race is closed. Pretty much everybody that wanted to get in, that got on the wait list, got in, which is really neat. Pack a pickup, new place this year, John Paul Jones Arena. That's Friday evening, 5 to 8. If you're coming out to the event to watch or to run, get out early because the traffic is thick. We do the best we can to get folks parked as fast as possible. A couple of quick tips. Make sure that you line up in the appropriate pace group. Don't get it too far ahead of where you should be because you'll get sucked out a little faster than you should. And I'm going to tell this, I've been saying this all week, it's really an odd thing for Mark Lorenzoni to be saying, but if you're warmed up properly, this is definitely the type of course that you can afford to take it out a little quicker than the normal race. It's all, literally, the entire first mile is all gradually down, 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 downhill, all the way to the mile mark from the gun. So you, if you're shooting for an 8-minute mile, you can actually afford to go out at 8 minutes or even a little quicker. And because of the perception of effort, it won't drain your body, won't deplete you, won't take away from your energy. You can go out maybe at 7:45, 7:50 and still recover there's nothing to recover from. It wasn't that taxing on you. The problem, the key to this race, is that you turn around at 1.1 and you come right back up that long, endless hill, which is now facing you as an uphill. So I always try to tell people, ease up on the second mile. I mean, work through it, but not overwork, and don't be frustrated if, again, that 8-minute pace person, you actually run 8:15, because it's that difficult and that long that you're going to be handicapped a little bit. From that point forward, pretty much from, you go by the country store, you're at about 2.3 miles, that's when you begin to really push the pace. Work up those series of hills at 3 miles, and then it's 0.8 miles to the finish from the last hill. Just crank. Do not wait to see the finish line banner to start your surge. Focus on shoulders of people in front of you. Start, racing at that point as hard as you can handle. Not an all-out sprint, but as hard as you can handle. All right. All the results will be on charlottesvilletrackclub.org. They'll be in the Daily Progress on Sunday from the women's race. We're looking forward to it. So we'll talk next week. Lots to talk about, lots of interesting things in our world coming up, some neat stories, and we'll have lots to be war stories to talk about, the cup and the women's 4-miler. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening, everybody, and stay on your feet.
This week's edition of Runcast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.